Seth Sonson Valano, Truthless of Shinovar, spun between the two guards as their eyes burned out. They slumped to the floor. With three quick strokes, he slashed his shard blade through the hinges and latch of the grand door. He absorbed the stormlight from a pouch of gemstones at his waist. He burst alight with renewed power and kicked the door with the force of a light-enhanced foot. The large feast hall inside was filled with people who had suddenly grown very quiet.
I am sorry.
Then he dashed in to start the slaughter. As he killed, he made certain to listen to the sounds of the dying. He did not shut his ears to the screams. He did not ignore the wails of pain. He paid attention to each and every one and hated himself. He moved forward, leaping from table to table, wielding his shard blade, a god of burning stormlight and death.
Armsmen! Where are my armsmen?
Thick of waist and shoulder, the light eye at the edge of the room had a square brown beard and a prominent nose. King Hanavanar of Yakaved, not a shard bearer, though some rumors said that he secretly kept a shard blade. Near Zeth, men and women scrambled away, stumbling over one another. He dropped among them, his white clothing rippling. Seth reached behind himself, infusing the table he'd leaped from, then lashing it to the far wall with a basic lashing. The type that changed which direction was down. The large wooden table fell to the side, tumbling into people. Seth found himself crying. His orders were simple.
Kill. Kill as you have never killed before. Lay the innocent screaming at your feet and make the light eyes weep. Do so wearing white, so all know who you are.
Seth did not object. It was not his place. He was truthless, and he did as his masters demanded. Three light-eyed men got up the nerve to attack him, and Seth raised his shard blade in salute and cut them down in one wide arc. Another group came at Seth from the side, and he drew Stormlight into his hand and flung it in a full lashing across the floor at their feet. This was the lashing that bonded objects. When the men crossed it, their shoes stuck to the floor. They tripped and found their hands and bodies lashed to the floor as well. Seth stepped through them, mournfully striking. The king edged away as if to round the chamber and escape. Seth sprayed a table's top with a full lashing, then infused the entire thing with a basic lashing as well, pointed at the doorway. The table flipped into the air and crashed against the exit, the side bearing the full lashing sticking it to the wall.
So many deaths. Why? What purpose does it fulfill?
When he'd assaulted Alethkar 6 years before, he'd thought that had been a massacre. He hadn't known what a true massacre was. He reached the door and found himself standing over the bodies of some 30 people. His emotions caught up in the tempest of stormlight within him. He hated that stormlight suddenly as much as he hated himself, as much as the cursed blade he held.
And the king.
Seth spun on the man.
Why did he call a feast tonight? Why couldn't he have retired early? Why did he invite so many people?
Seth charged at the king. He passed the dead who lay twisted on the floor, burned out eyes staring in lifeless accusation. The king cowered behind his high table. That high table shuddered, quivering oddly. Something was wrong. Instinctively, Seth lashed himself to the ceiling. From his viewpoint, the room flipped and the floor was now the ceiling. The two figures burst out from beneath the king's table, two men in plate, carrying shard blades. Twisting in the air, Seth evaded their swings, then lashed himself back to the floor, landing on the king's table just as the king summoned a shard blade.
The rumors are true.
The king struck, but Zeth jumped backward, landing beyond the shard bearers. Zeth glanced over his shoulder to see men pouring into the room. The newcomers carried distinctive diamond-shaped shields, half shards. Zeth had heard of the new Fabrials, capable of stopping a shard blade.
You think I didn't know you were coming? After you killed three of my high princes? We're ready for you, assassin.
He lifted something from beneath the table. Another of those half-shard shields. They were made of metal embedded with a gemstone hidden at the back.
You are a fool.
Why? You think I should have run?
No, because you set a trap for me during a feast, and now I can blame you for their deaths.
The soldiers fanned out through the room while the two fully armored shard bearers stepped toward him, blades out. The king smiled.
So, let it be.
Seth sucked in the stormlight of the many gemstones tied in the pouches at his waist. The light began to rage within him, like a high storm in his chest, burning and screaming.
Are there still tears in my eyes? Would that they could hide my crimes.
He yanked the strap free at his waist, releasing his belt and the heavy spheres. Then he dropped his shard blade. His opponents froze in shock as his blade vanished to mist. Who would drop a shard blade in the middle of a battle? It defied reason, and so did Zeth.
You are a work of art, Zeth, son Neturo, a god.
It was time to see. The soldiers and shard bearers charged. Mere heartbeats before they reached him, Zeth spun into motion, liquid tempest in his veins. He dodged between the initial sword strikes, spinning into the midst of the soldiers. Holding this much stormlight made it easier to infuse things. The light wanted out, and it pushed against his skin. In this state, the shard blade would only be a distraction. Zeth himself was the real weapon. He grabbed the arm of an attacking soldier. It took only an instant to infuse and lash him upward. Zeth ducked another sword thrust. He touched the attacker's leg, inhumanly lithe. With a look and a blink, he lashed that man to the ceiling as well. Soldiers slashed at him, their bulky half-shards suddenly becoming hindrances as Zeth moved among them, graceful as a sky eel, touching arms, legs, shoulders, sending a dozen, then two dozen men flying in all directions. Most went up, but he sent a barrage of them toward the approaching shard bearers. He jumped backward as a squad of soldiers came at him, lashing himself to the far wall and spinning into the air. The room changed orientations, and he landed on the wall, which now was down for him. He ran along it toward the king, who waited behind his shard bearers.
Kill him! Storm you all! What are you doing? Kill him!
Zeth leaped off the wall, lashing himself downward as he flipped, landing with one knee on the dining table. He grabbed a dining knife and infused once, twice, three times. He used a triple basic lashing, pointing it in the direction of the king, then dropped it and lashed himself backward. He lurched away as one of the shard bearers struck, cutting the table in half. Seth's released knife fell far more quickly than it should have, flashing toward the king. He barely got his shield up in time. Zeth lashed himself upward with a quarter of a basic lashing. That didn't pull him upward, it just made him much lighter. A quarter of his weight was now pulled upward instead of downward. In essence, he became half as heavy as he had been. He twisted, white clothing flapping gracefully as he dropped amid the common soldiers. Soldiers he'd lashed earlier began to fall from the high ceiling, their stormlight running out, a rain of broken bodies. Seth came at the soldiers again. Some men fell as he sent others flying. Soldiers tried to reach him, but Zeth danced between them using the ancient martial art of Kamar, which used only the hands. It was meant as a less deadly form of fighting, focused on grabbing enemies and using their weight against them, immobilizing them. It was also ideal when one wanted to touch and infuse someone. He was the storm. He was destruction. At his will, men flipped into the air, fell, and died. He swept outward, touching a table and lashing it upward with half a basic lashing. With half its mass pulled upward, half downward, it became weightless. Zeth sprayed it with a full lashing, then kicked it toward the soldiers. They stuck to it, their clothing and skin bonding to the wood. A shard blade hissed through the air beside him. Stormlight rose from his lips as he ducked out of the way. The two shardbearers attacked, but Zeth was too quick, too limber. The shardbearers didn't work together. They were accustomed to dominating a battlefield or dueling with a single enemy. Their powerful weapons made them sloppy. Zeth ran on light feet, held to the ground only half as much as other men. He easily leaped another swipe. Lashing himself to the ceiling to give himself just a little more lift before quarter-lashing to make himself weighted down again. The result was an effortless leap of 10 feet into the air. The missed swing hit the ground and cut through the belt he'd dropped earlier, opening one of his large pouches. Spheres and bare gemstones sprayed across the floor, some infused, some dun. Zeth pulled Stormlight from those that rolled close. Behind the shardbearers, the king himself approached, weapon ready. He should have tried to run. The two shardbearers swung their oversized blades at Zeth. He spun away from the attacks, reaching out and snatching a shield from the air as it tumbled toward the ground. The man who had been holding it crashed to the floor a second later. Zeth leaped at one of the shardbearers, a man in gold armor, deflecting his weapon with the shield and pushing past him. The other man, whose plate was red, swung too. Zeth caught the blade on his shield, which cracked, barely holding. Still pushing it against the blade, Zeth lashed himself behind the shardbearer while jumping forward. The move flipped Zeth up and over the man. Zeth went on, falling toward the far wall as the second wave of soldiers began to drop to the floor. One crashed into the shardbearer in red, making him stumble. Zeth hit the wall, landing against the stones. He was so full of Stormlight, so much power, so much life, so much terrible, terrible destruction.
Stone, it's sacred.
He never thought about that anymore. How could anything be sacred to him now? As bodies crashed into the shardbearers, he knelt and placed his hand on a large stone in the wall before him, infusing it. He lashed it time and time again in the direction of the shardbearers. Once, twice, 10 times, 15 times, he kept pouring Stormlight into it. It glowed brightly. The red shardbearer turned just as the massive infused rock fell toward him, moving with 20 times the normal acceleration of a falling stone. It crashed into him, shattering his breastplate, spraying molten bits in all directions. The block hurled him across the room, crushing him against the far wall. He did not move. Zeth was nearly out of Stormlight now. He quarter-lashed himself to reduce his weight, then loped across the ground. Men were crushed, broken, dead around him. Spears rolled on the floor, and he drew in their Stormlight. The light streamed up like the souls of those he had killed, infusing him. He began to run. The other shardbearer stumbled backward, holding up his blade. The king finally realized his trap was failing. He started to flee.
10 heartbeats. Return to me, you creation of damnation!
Yeah! Light burst from his mouth like radiant smoke, and he threw himself to the ground as the shardbearer swung. Zeth lashed himself toward the far wall, skidding through the shardbearer's legs. He immediately lashed himself upward. He soared into the air as the shardbearer rounded on him again, but Zeth wasn't there. He lashed himself back downward, dropping behind the shardbearer to land on the broken tabletop. He stooped and infused it. A man in shardplate might be protected from lashings, but the things he stood upon were not. Zeth lashed the plank upward with a multiple lashing. It lurched into the air, tossing aside the shardbearer like a toy soldier. Zeth himself stayed atop the board, riding it upward in a rush of air. As it reached the lofty ceiling, he threw himself off, lashing himself downward once, twice, 3 times. The table crashed into the ceiling. Zeth fell with incredible speed toward the shardbearer, who lay dazed on his back. Zeth's blade formed in his fingers just as he hit, driving the weapon down through shardplate. The breastplate exploded, and the blade sank deeply through the man's chest and into the floor underneath. Zeth stood, pulling his shard blade free. The fleeing king looked over his shoulder. Both of his shardbearers had fallen in a matter of seconds. Seth leaped up and lashed himself downward with a double basic lashing. He hit atop the king, his increased weight breaking an arm and pinning the man to the ground. Seth raised his blade over his head, looking down at the king.
What are you?
Death.
Seth drove his blade point first through the man's face and into the rock below.